It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for another edition of Posted and Toasted.
It's time for Posted and Toasted.
Oh, this is a good one. This is a baseball one. Want a little baseball one?
Yeah, let's.
April 10th, 2022. I love all this Mets bunting. I love all this Mets bunting. Hashtag small ball. Is that Evan Roberts, Sal Licata, Tiki Barber, or Tommy Lugauer?
That's me.
Hit his jock in the dirt and kill him.
You remember this?
Yeah.
Why were you making love to Mets bunting back
because
in 2022?
That was a year where everybody was talking about launch angles,
right,
and guys trying to hit home runs and... Why does Glaber stink now? Because his launch angle. So and you watch the Mets, and they're just like, all right, we're going to bunt. All right. We're going to move the guy over then hope that the guy behind him gets a hit.
I'm so surprised you remember that.
Genius.
No, that's genius, all right. By the way, I do want to address something about bunting. Last year at this time, Sean and I got into a fight. Do you know what the fight was about involving bunting?
I wanted Soto to bunt.
Yeah, I hated Soto bunting. No, you're thinking of something a little bit different.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You did suggest Soto bunting one time. It's not even that. I ripped Soto for laying down bunts, and my attitude was...
I don't remember this.
It happened, yeah. It was different than what you're thinking about. Okay. You had a stupid baseball opinion.
No, it was not stupid.
Okay, whatever.
I'm not going to rehash it, but I was right.
Okay. I was anti-Soto bunting because my thought is, come on, you get on base 45% of the time anyway. You're a great player. I'd rather you try to rip a double up the alley or hit a home run.
Right.
Soto has shown bunt twice so far this season, but to me is clearly not bunting. He's trying to draw the third baseman in, though that hasn't worked. So far, I'm not mad at Juan Soto. Once he lays down a bunt...
You'll be mad if he bunts at all.
I don't like it. No, I don't like it. I don't like it.
What if it's a squeeze?
What? That's even dumber. No.
Suicide squeeze.
He's
to win a game.
He's too good of a hitter. And for anyone who counters, because you can do this with a lot of players, hey, it's
what
a guarantee.
What if it wins the game?
Well, yeah. Okay.
I thought the Mets lineup was so deep. What do you care if he bunts?
He doesn't need to bunt. It's stupid to bunt.
But how's it any different than a walk?
Because you're giving yourself... Great question. See, that's a good question. Here's the difference. When he draws a walk, he's still in the batter's box attempting to hit a home run or a double or do something impactful. Once you square up and bunt, You're just, the best thing that can happen is a bunt single. So you're right, a walk and a bunt are the same. It's a great point. But you're still giving yourself the opportunity to rip a double up the alley, which is more impactful than a bunt hit or a walk. Does that make sense?
But they're giving you first base. It's like a big man back in the day. Hey, we're going to let you take this three-pointer. So all right, I'm going to make you eat those.
With
you know.
Every other person on the Mets, I'd say take the base, right? But Soto's on-base percentage is so high anyway that I've got a better chance of doing something impactful by letting him hit. Maybe he does walk. But he also may hit the ball over the fence. I don't think it makes mathematical sense to bunt with Juan Soto.
Would you rather him bunt or swing at a ball so far away he strikes out and it ruins a big chance to win a game?
That's a dopey question because you're asking me about a result.
No, but
if look, I already knew the result, okay, Evan, sure, that's an easy answer.
Look, you could do OPS.
Tommy asked good questions. You're asking
dumb
questions.
You're not going to bunt in the spot where he swung and missed there, too.
I've got, Tommy,
you know I know, but look.
You asked a good question because I think that's the great follow-up. He walks all the time. Do you have a problem with that? No, I think it's different because you're giving yourself a chance to drive in runs.
You're also bringing up the pitcher's pitch count, too, in a walk. You might be an 8-pitch walk if you lay a bunt down on the first pitch.
I already convinced Tommy. He's with me. You don't want to see Juan Soto bunt. You know that.
For other reasons, I don't want to see him bunting.
For other reasons?
Well, come on. We don't need to give ammo to the other side of the fence here.
Oh, that the Yankee fan would make fun of Soto bunting?
I mean, the guy made a great catch last night in the outfield, and all I see on social media is the ball he's slightly misplayed.
Well, there were there were three balls last night. There was the great running catch.
Yep.
There was the ball that short hopped him and still made a great backup play. Got no issue with that play. That should be thrown out. The play I have an issue with is right before the great catch, there was a little pop up in foul territory, and he came up very short.
Well, he's not going to bust it over there and pull a hamstring.
No, it's fine. I'm not complaining. Just making a point.
Week one.
Okay. You ready for post number two?
Yes. That was a long post number one.
I apologize. I got off on a tangent. April 16th, 2019. The height Marlon Mann's delusional self-importance might be him covering... The height of Marlon Mann's delusional self-importance might be him covering his mouth when he talks like there are lip readers out there who actually give a crap about what he's saying. Who posted that? You know Marlins Man?
No.
Marlins Man is the guy who wears the Marlin jersey right behind the plate at every big baseball game.
Okay.
So he's been around for years. He's a fixture. So the tweet says, the height of Marlon Man's delusional self-importance might be him covering his mouth when he talks.
This is 2019.
Yes. Yeah. Like there are lip readers out there who give a crap about what he's saying. Mm. Was that posted by Sean Morash, Tommy Lou Gower, Brandon Tierney, or Greg Giannotti?
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Donnie Baseball was a skip then?
2019?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
I'm going to say BT.
You're wrong.
Not BT. I don't think BT cares about Marlins, man. That's not something he would tweet about, is it?
I don't know. I mean, if he's watching Marlins because he loves Mattingly.
No. That's the problem with Marlins, man. He's never watching the Marlins.
Yeah, it's not even a Marlins game.
He's wearing the Marlins stuff at all the big games. He's a self-important pig.
Oh, see, I didn't understand this about Marlins, man. So this is Sean, then.
You're wrong.
It's not. I know somebody else who's as big a hater of Marlins man than me.
Who is that?
Greg Giannotti.
You losers!
It is Greg. So you share Gio's disdain for Marlins man?
I cannot stand this guy. Loathe this guy. Nobody cares that you're sitting back there. Just wear normal clothes.
So what game does he go to? Any games?
All the big Sunday night games, all the big playoff games, always in the Marlins. And my point is, what at this point we know who you are. Just wear normal clothes.
He's like Waldo.
Who cares that we could see you behind the plate? Just go enjoy the baseball games with your money.
The next tweet I was going to read, I've actually decided not to read because the more I'm reading it over and over again, the more I think it could be offensive. So I'm going to move on from that. The one with the spitting? Tommy, the one with the spitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I shouldn't do that, right?
Yeah, you definitely should.
Fuck to it.
Okay.
We definitely don't.
There was a tweet about spitting.
Fuck to it.
I'm not even going to say the person.
The alternative is better.
Yeah, so I've decided.
I meant not reading. What did you think I was talking about?
I don't know.
I meant reading it.
So I've decided that this person, one of our coworkers, is not going to be potentially shamed with this tweet. I'll show you during a commercial break.
Do we have a bonus tweet then here on Person of Toast?
I got another one.
Okay, I don't know who it is. So.
No, I got the next one. The next one.
Oh, got it. I see. I got that one.
I'll find you a bonus one. Yeah. You want me to find you a bonus one?
Yeah, let's do a bonus one.
I'm going to give you a bonus one.
All right.
Here's the regular one from August 30th, 2019. Mowing your lawn for the first time as a homeowner is a lot like the first time you have sex. You can't wait to call all your friends to tell them you did it. Was that Evan Roberts, Al Dukes, Greg Giannotti, or Sean Morash?
That was you, Evan.
You're wrong.
It could have been me. I mean, it's not that far off.
Al Dukes?
You're wrong.
Sean?
Yes.
That was Sean.
Sean Morash, back in 2019. Do you remember tweeting that?
Absolutely. What a thrill it was. It was great. The irony of you reading this tweet is I spoke to my landscaper this morning to make sure he's coming around starting next Wednesday.
So you do not mow your lawn any longer?
No. No, I stopped when I got moved to afternoon drive.
Oh, the hours of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, believe it or not, I love mowing my lawn. That's why it was a great guess that it would be me. I got fired this past year by my wife. She was done with me. She said, you're not doing a good enough job with the lawn.
Wow.
And so I am not cutting the lawn this year, which I'm still devastated about, but I understand.
You know what I liked about it when you buy a house? I'm not handy. Like, I can't fix a lot of stuff, but I could do lawn care.
I hear you.
And it just...
So one thing you can do.
Yeah, so it made me feel good when I bought a house to go, I got this. And, like, I would go in, and, of course, I'd get no bouquets from my wife at all that I did a good job.
Here is your bonus tweet on Posted and Toasted. September 6, 2019. Major League Baseball has announced that blown saves will now be called Edwin Diaz.
Oh, God, that's
hater. Major League Baseball has announced that blown saves will now be called Edwin Diaz. Now, Tommy doesn't know the answer because this is a bonus tweet, but I'll give you the choices. Mm-hmm. Is it Evan Roberts, Sal Licata, Tommy Lugauer, or Greg Giannotti?
I think that's Sal Licata.
You're wrong.
So is it you?
You're wrong.
Gio?
You're wrong.
This is why I'm a generational
Tommy.
Positive Tommy!
Why are you hating on your own dude, man?
Wait, before he answers. You should have got it after the first one. Tommy didn't know the answer, but hit you were wrong really quickly.
No, I knew I remember tweeting that. So I already knew that was me.
Yeah.
You remember tweeting that?
Why are you hating like that?
Well, that was negative Tommy. That was before positive Tommy was born. And Edwin Diaz was horrible when he first came in.
No, he was.
Like, beyond horrible.
So you remember, as soon as I said it, you're like, damn it.
I remember the tweet, yes.
Mm. Do you remember what game? What did he blow?
There were a lot of them.
Probably against.
I know there were a lot, but was it specific?
Was it the one against the Phillies where Mike famously went nuts? That would be funny if that was
I'm
going to
give
day.
You the answer. What was the date I just said?
September 6th.
Oh, September. You know what that was? I know without even looking. Kurt Suzuki. Mm. It's got to be the Kurt Suzuki game. Remember the Kurt Suzuki game?
Yeah.
That was a game in which the Mets were still in. Let me confirm I'm right.
Was that
I go
shortly after the Todd Frazier game? Series?
By the way, wait, what date did I just say?
September 6, 2019.
September 6, 2019, they won. That's interesting. Oh, okay, he blew the save that night. It was a Friday night against the Phillies. He gave up runs in the ninth inning. But then the Mets won the game anyway in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, so you're hating on the dude?
They won.
They won the game?
He gave up a two-run home run at JT Realmuto.
I can't stress how bad Edwin Diaz was, though.
And then the Mets won the game on a bases-loaded walk by Pete Alonso. How about that? So, yeah, it was not the Kurt Suzuki.
Plus, we all hated that trade at the time. Now it's a good trade, but at the time, people hated that trade.
It was mixed. I don't know if everybody hated
really?
It. Yeah.
Kelnick and we got Cano, and who else did we give up? I forgot. A pitcher that I don't think amounted to much.
There were a lot of people in that trade. Yeah. Like Jake Bruce was in that trade.
Right.
We got a crappy reliever back. It was it was a mixed bag of a trade, but wow, they won the game, and he was crapping on Edwin Diaz.
This was before positive Tommy.
Mm. No, I guess you. There's a lot of negative tweets in there from old negative Tommy. That's a good one.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.